Hello once again. I'm Jay Lawrence.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flag, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington.
For the next hour, Swing Street Radio presents From Stateside with your presenter, Jay Lawrence. Coming to you from the eastern shores of the Atlantic Ocean here in my underground broadcast studio bunker with music and news from the roaring 20s to the great memories of the 1940s. On this special edition of From Stateside, we're going to be looking at one movie. In 1939, the movie The Roaring 20s was considered to be the greatest gangster picture of all time, and the picture itself had a lot of music from that era. So we're going to be featuring the music from the Roaring 20s. Of course, we'll also hear from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And on the radio this week, we'll hear a little adventure from Sam Spade. And, of course, a visit to the Hollywood Canteen. So getting started, here's ace columnist and author Mark Hellinger of the Roaring 20s to tell us about it.
Today's headlines tell a harrowing story of a world gone mad. As I read these headlines, I sometimes wonder how many people recall another astounding era in our recent history, ushered in by a similar period of world madness. It was a dangerous, lawless, high-tension era that will grow more and more incredible with each passing year. Until someday, people will say it never could have happened at all. At the time, I was writing a column for a New York newspaper, so I covered the most fantastic episode in American history, the Roaring Twenties. Now, those amazing days are recreated for you in Warner Brothers' vivid picturization of that dynamic period.
That should get us started at our look at the Roaring Twenties. Here's the Bernie Kruger Orchestra with a song that was used for the opening and closing credits and was sung by Priscilla Lane at the club, which we'll be talking about later, on The Roaring Twenties. I'm Jay Lawrence, and thanks for listening. So in 1939, a young lady was just getting her voice and you were just hearing her on the radio and in motion pictures with Mickey Rooney and, of course, the great movie of 1939, The Wizard of Oz. Here's Judy Garland with her version of I'm Just Wild About Harry.
I'm just wild about Harry. Sweet just like chocolate candy, or like the honey from a bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about me. Thank you. me with ecstasy. Say now he's sweet just like chocolate candy, or like the honey from a bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about, can I do without, he's just wild about me.
And that's just getting it started as we're looking at the movie The Roaring Twenties.
In 1920, Prohibition arrived, and a country just recovering from the war jitters fell into a new delirium. The bootlegger sprang into being. Overnight, he switched the nation's mind from battles to bottles. An evasion of the law became the new national pastime. Suddenly, frenzy reached Wall Street, and the stock market whirled to dizzy heights. Millionaires bloomed at every stage door. The nightclubs were packed with delirious, free-spending thrill hunters. Money poured into the coffers of the underworld to be fought over and stained with blood. Hijacking on the high seas became daily front-page news. Against this seething background, Warner Brothers cast electrifying James Cagney as a reckless leader of gangland. Priscilla Lane as the nightclub singer whose destiny he controls. Humphrey Bogart as Cagney's ruthless lieutenant. Gladys George as a famous queen of the hotspots. Jeffrey Lynn as the cover-up man.
Put that gun away.
When I get good and ready. That friendship stuff don't mean a thing to me. This guy's got enough on us to...
You won't talk.
You better not.
You don't like the racket I'm in. You don't like the people I know, the things I do. And it's not me. It's what I stand for, all right? But I'm not going to let that stand between you and me. You want the Brooklyn Bridge? All you got to do is ask for it. If you can't buy it, I'll steal it.
As James Cagney's speaking, you hear it in the background. It Had to Be You. Sung by Priscilla Lane on the train, at an audition, and at the club. She really liked this song.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found that somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue. Even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.